What are we supposed to be learning from here? We're supposed to be learning the claims that people often make incorrectly about why they're suffering in the world. And we're supposed to be learning what are incorrect answers as to why they're suffering in the world. And ultimately, we will reach the correct answer, which we saw, we got a glimpse of in the very beginning of the book. We got a glimpse of a conversation that to us doesn't make sense. God is talking to Satan. God says he's perfect. Satan says, let's test him. They test him the first time. God says he's still perfect. Satan says, no. You got to make him suffer. You just made him lose his children, his wealth, every honor he had. Yeah, if you make him suffer, for sure he'll blaspheme. So God gives him authority to do that, even though Eov has no sin. We know all of Eov's friends are wrong, because the book begins by telling us Eov was perfect. Eov lived a good life. He was God-fearing. Eov did everything right. And yet he's going to suffer. So the book, the first thing we know from the book is that good people can suffer, and not because of their sins. So then the question is, then why? So that's Eov's question throughout the book. Eov keeps saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't deserve it. So what's the answer? So part of the answer we can see from the beginning of the book. And the prime answer, Bezrat Hashem, we will still discuss at the end of the book. Right now we're still dealing with the friends that are giving classical answers that people who want to be believers give. He must be suffering because he did things in his youth. He must be suffering because his sons were sinning. He must be suffering because of the way he's treating God. He must be suffering because he hasn't spent enough energy in trying to be a good, God-fearing person. All kinds of reasons that people try to invent in their minds why a good person is suffering. The book begins with giving you the knowledge he doesn't deserve it. One thing we know, you will not find a logical cause for Eov's suffering. So then the question is, then why? Ah, that's the question of the book. Machloket in the Gemara. One opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu did.
Moshe Rabbeinu?
Yeah.
But when did this take place?